Hi, it's Jamie, Progressive's Employee of the Month, 2 months in a row. Leave a message at the...
Hi, Jamie. It's me, Jamie. I just had a new idea for our song about the Name Your Price tool. So when it's like, tell us what you want to pay, hey, 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 and the trombone goes, blah, 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 and you say, we'll help you find coverage options to fit your budget. Then we just all do finger snaps while a choir goes, savings coming at ya, savings coming at ya. Yes? No? Maybe? Anyway, see you at practice tonight. I got new lyrics for the rap break.
Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Blog Talk Radio.
Get lifted.
Know who to call, what to do, what you got, what to do. Is it real? I respect it. This is a spot where you can get connected. Network, create progression. Unsigned, treated with profession. Inspired individuals grinding to catch a dream, yeah. We can all make it say, yeah. Spotlight in your city, yeah. Magic love, get lifted. If you really ready, say, yeah. If you really ready, say, yeah. You know, you know.
Yo, 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 yo. It's Turn Up Tuesdays. I'm your host, Maggie Love. We're live right here on Get Lifted Radio from Jacksonville, Florida. What it do, my people? Here we are again on another Tuesday. Man, I don't know. To me, it feels like Thursday already. I just been going and going and going. I'm sure many of you have as well, but it is only Tuesday, so we got to keep it rocking for another few days to make it through the week. I hope everybody's having a productive and positive week this far. For those of you who've had some trying moments, be sure to keep your head up. Say a little woo-sah. I don't know. Everybody does their own thing. But if you have to, smoke a little joint. You know, ain't nothing wrong with it. I'm all for the 420 cannabis. But it's Turn Up Tuesdays. And tonight we have our guest will be licensed life insurance agent Valerie Reed of Jacksonville, Florida. I'm actually excited to have her as a guest on the show. She has been a huge supporter of myself, my artists, and just everything that I have going on in my life since I've been here in Jacksonville. So I this is the least that I can do. And I just thank her for being an awesome supporter and friend. It's like family here to me. So shout out to her and my brother Bill. And happy birthday, Tremaine. The grandson of hers has turned, I believe, 6 today. Man, these kids be growing up and making us feel all old. We be out thinking we're young. And then when people start revealing their age, be like, oh, hold up. You what age? Oh, yeah, okay, you just gave me a reminder. But anyway, happy birthday to Tremaine. He's growing up to be a big boy. And like I said, tonight we're going to discuss life insurance and its benefits. I know a lot of us don't have life insurance. Many of us don't have it because we don't understand it. And there are some who don't have it because, you know, they think they can't afford it. Nonetheless, hopefully the information that you receive here tonight on the broadcast will be helpful to you. For those of you who don't follow social media or you don't watch TV, anything of that nature, maybe you don't even listen to the radio. I don't know. You probably don't talk to the people at work. Who knows? But it's Tupac's 20th year mark of his death, since he's been gone from us, one of the legends who is still talked about by many to this day. And I actually came across an article of some young rappers. I don't know who they are. I'm sorry. I saw a meme that had said, if you're over the age of 30. You probably don't know who they are. And it was like before them. And I don't know who they are. Nonetheless, I do know that one of them was being blasted for not knowing like any of the lyrics to a Tupac or Biggie song. Now, don't get me wrong. I'm not expecting any and everybody to be a Tupac and Biggie fan. However, if you are a person that is aspiring to be a artist, and especially like a hip hop artist, I feel like you should, in any genre you do, I feel like you should learn the history of that genre, learn the history of music. Those who are considered legends, you definitely want to learn and research those individuals. And for these young people to not know one Tupac song, I was like, I will never be a fan of his. So if I ever hear a song on the radio and you guys catch me bobbing, just smack me, because I really don't know who they are. I may have just liked the beat. But anyway, I'm going to play a song real quick by one of the legends, or by the legend himself, one of his tracks that was in his very lengthy catalog. And this is a track that never gets old to me. So I hope everybody is doing just that. Keep Your Head Up by Tupac, right here on Turn Up Tuesdays. Bow!
Something to my godson Elijah and little girl named Corinne. Say the black of the belly, the sweet of the juice. I say the dark of the flesh and the deep of the roots. I give a holler to my sister's own welfare. Tupac can, if don't nobody else can. And I know they like to beat you down a lot. And when you come around the block, brothers clown a lot. So please don't cry, dry your eyes, never let up. But don't forget, girl, keep your head up. And when he tells you you ain't nothing, don't believe him. And if you can't learn to love you, you should leave him. Cause sister, you don't need. And I ain't trying to catch up, I just call him how I see. You know what makes me unhappy? When brothers make mates and leave a young mother to be a pastor. And since we all came from a woman, got our name from a woman, and I came from a woman, I wonder why we take from our women, why we rape our women, do we hate our women. I think it's time to kill for our women, time to heal our women, be real to our women. And if we don't, we'll have a race of babies that will hate the lady that makes the baby. And since a man can't make one, he has no right to tell a woman when and where to create one. So will the real men get up? I know you're fed up lately, but keep your head up. I remember Marvin Gaye used to sing to me. He had me feeling like black was the thing to be. And suddenly the kettle didn't seem so tough. And though we had it rough, we always had enough. I hopped up off about my curfew and broke the rules. Run with the local crew and had a smoke or two. I realized mama really paid the price. She nearly gave her life to raise me right. And all I had to give her was my pipe dream. I holler about the mic and make it to the light. My buddy lost his whole family. It's gonna take the man in me to conquer this insanity. It seems the rain will never let up. I try to keep my head up and still keep from getting wetter. You know it's funny when it rains, it pours. They got money for wars but can't feed the poor. Said it ain't no hope for the youth, and the truth is it ain't no hope for the future. And then they wonder why we crazy. I blame my mother for turning my brother into a black baby. We ain't meant to survive cause it's a setup. Stand tall to come back.
And that was Keep Your Head Up by Tupac. Once again, it's the 20th year anniversary of Tupac being going on to the next life. And for those of the believers out there who believe Tupac is alive, you know, I am a huge believer in conspiracy theories myself. So, you know, I don't know. It could be, it couldn't be, but who knows? He has a, there's a movie that's going to be coming out to tell his story. The young man that is playing his role does definitely look a lot like him, but it is not him. However, who's to say that Tupac is not over in Cuba? I don't know. That's what they say. Nonetheless, with no further ado, I want to bring our guest, licensed life insurance agent, Valerie Reed of Jacksonville, Florida. I want to bring her on the line. Now, remember, if you have any questions as we're going along in our broadcast, please press 1. That will show me like a symbol next to your phone number that you want to go live and you have a question. What I'll do is I'll state the last 4 digits of your phone number. When you come on the line, you can then state where you're from, if you like. If you like to state your name, that's fine too. If not, that's fine as well. Nonetheless, remember to press 1 if you have a question, and I'm sure Miss Valerie Reed will be more than happy to answer any questions for you. Miss Valerie Reed, welcome to Get Lifted Radio. How are you doing today?
I am wonderful, wonderful. Thank you so much for having me, and thank you for that awesome introduction as well. You mean a lot to my family as well. I'm glad to know you.
Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. I try to be the best that I can. My mama raised me well. No,
I've met your mom now. She did. Yes, she did.
So, you know, you and I, we've discussed your journey as far as becoming a life insurance agent. I know the many classes that you went through and, you know, taking the test and all that great stuff. So before we get into the real juicy part of tonight's interview, just tell the people, you know, what motivated you to go into the path of even wanting to be a life insurance agent, because it's not like it's a big stake or it's alcohol or, you know, the things that seem very easy for people to want to actually retain and purchase. So what made you want to go into that field?
Actually, because of what life insurance does and the purpose of it therein. Life insurance, period. No, it can't replace a life, because I'll try to be as brief as possible. Individuals, we have insurance on our homes so that our home can be replaced. We have it on our cars, even on our cell phone, so that if that item is lost, misplaced, or displaced, all right, it can be replaced. Life insurance, what that does, no, it cannot replace the life of that individual. What it does, it replaces the income. Okay, so if a person like myself, you already know, I have children under the age of 25. I have a special needs child. If there were a situation like we see every day, a situation where my husband or myself were not to come home, no, my life cannot be replaced, but my income, what I contribute to the home financially, needs to be replaced. Simply because JEA still needs to get paid. They still have to eat with my special needs child. He still needs to be cared for. So what life insurance does is for those that are left behind. It's enough that you feel the pain of the loss, but then to have to deal with the finances that are involved with that after the death of that breadwinner, that's where the true pain can come in. So if I can help to relieve that pain, I've done my job.
Gotcha. You know, so basically, I feel like, you know, when people think of life insurance, they only think of the end result, which is, am I the beneficiary and how much money am I getting? Like, you know, and that's pretty much the extent of life insurance to most people, I think. So when it comes to life insurance, can you just explain a little bit on, you know, a little more detailed as to how it replaces income? You know, like, how does life insurance work when you actually purchase a policy?
Okay. That's a two-parter. First part, life insurance. Exactly what is insurance? Essentially, insurance is a contract that is enforceable by law. It's a contract between the insurance company and the person purchasing the policy. In exchange for that policy, exchange for that coverage, the person, the policy owner, agrees to pay the premium. When individuals choose life insurance, there are a lot of factors that are involved with that, okay, how much they can afford and how much coverage is really necessary to have things go on a day-to-day basis, okay? So with life insurance, again, if that breadwinner does not come home, all right, income, whether it be the cost of the funeral, if that person was ill before passing, final expenses, all like that, life insurance helps to absorb the financial burden of those that are left behind. Okay, does that make sense?
Yeah. To me, it makes sense. To me, it makes sense.
Okay.
So,
and that's the purpose therein.
Okay. So, I know that there are two types of insurances, two types of policies, and one is a whole and one is a term. Can you explain the differences between the whole and the term, and which one is best for a certain demographic, age range or not, or if it's due to income?
There are times that income, when it comes to premium of how much is paying out, that's when you would have to gauge off of your income, you know, how much you're going to pay when it comes to that portion. But the first portion to answer, the difference between term and whole. With whole life insurance, it's actually it's more expensive than term insurance. What it does, it gives you X amount of coverage, whichever it was that you chose. Let's do something simple. Let's say $100,000 worth of coverage. You get $100,000 worth of coverage still for the premiums that you pay. And it also has it has a savings component to it as well. You pay your premiums. After X amount of time, and see, that's the thing also, you have to read your policy. After you have X amount of years, then it will start the savings component. That savings doesn't happen automatically. Some you have to wait 3 or 4 years or more before you start building that quote-unquote saving. The downside to whole life policies is that if the insured were to pass away, they will get either the face amount of the policy, which would be that $100,000, but they would not get the saving portion. So essentially with the whole life policy, you're paying for two things, but you only get to have one. Okay.
So let me ask you this. With the whole life, say, for instance, someone had a 30-year whole life insurance policy, and they passed away before, I guess, before the 30-year mark of it actually being fulfilled. And will it be paid in full in 30 years, or does it go away in 30 years? Like, you have to start over. Say you had a whole life policy that was 30 years, and you live beyond that 30-year policy. What happens to that policy on the 30th year?
Okay. And with that type of policy, if you live to the 30-year mark, they will allow you to renew the policy. Okay, they will allow you to renew that policy. However, at the age you would possibly be, you probably wouldn't be able to afford the premium. And that's gotcha. The thing. So you would lose that. But if you had a term policy, again, the second portion of your original question with a term policy, you actually term, again, let's still use your 30-year mark, okay?
Mm-hmm.
You say, okay, fine, at 30 years, this is how much I'm going to pay. Let's say with my daughter, all right? She's 20 years old. If she got a term policy, she said, I want, you know, $100,000 worth of coverage, and I want it guaranteed for 30 years, and I would give her a rate. All right, again, as a 20-year-old, healthy, non-smoker, all like that, because there are different factors that come into play when it comes to your premiums as well. And
right.
Let's say, for the sake of argument, her policy only costs $25 a month. For 30 years, no matter what, her policy will only cost her $25 a month. But with the company that I work with, they make it, they have different, outside of the life insurance, is that they have different forms of investment, all like that, again, outside of the life insurance policy, because the goal is to get the person financially stable so that when their term is up, they won't need to have life insurance simply because they will have enough money saved to be self-insured, so that you don't need life insurance. Because I'll say this, if I'm positive that my children will not be upset with me if I were to pass away, if I have a $150,000 policy, but I have an investment fund where down the line I have in excess of $560,000, then I'm going to say, darn it, Mom didn't have insurance. She only left us $500,000. Oh, why didn't she get insurance?
Right.
Like, oh, man, we could have had $100,000. Now we're stuck with $500,000. What are we going to do? Gosh, she makes no sense. So the thing is, with a whole life policy, believe it or not, there is no set time frame limit. It's an age limit. Typically, they'll insure you up to age 95, all right, up to a set age. But with life insurance and whatnot, with that, when you get to, again, let's still use your example of the 30-year mark, and we're talking about whole life insurance at the moment. At the 30-year mark, all right, Pamela was paying $25, all right? Now she's older, she's up in age. If she wants to renew that policy, that whole life policy, beyond the quote-unquote 30-year term, instead of her paying $25 a month, in order for her to maintain that coverage, she will possibly be looking at $250 a month. Her
okay.
wallet may not be able to afford that, and she, you know, non-payment will cancel the policy, and she has nothing.
So what it sounds like to me, and correct me if I'm wrong, is that a whole life is better to start for a young child because you have a longer time to gain a return?
No, actually, family? Not because it doesn't work like that. Actually, the
okay.
thing is, it can be more cost effective to actually have a term life insurance policy. Simply because what a term life insurance does is you get the most amount of coverage for the least amount of money for the amount of time that you need it.
Okay.
See, so the thing is, let's say that $100,000 whole life policy will cost her $200 a month. I can get her that same coverage for $20 a month.
Under a term.
Because if I have her, because the thing is, I'll say it to you like this: the easiest way to understand term life insurance, your car insurance, that's term insurance.
Right. Okay.
Usually, if there's no accident, there's no claim or anything like that, every 6 months or every year, however you have it set up, is when you renew your policy. And typically, it's about the same amount. Mm-hmm.
Okay. So then, how does it come in as far as receiving like a, I guess like a policy rate of return or a return rate on your policy. How does that work? Is that as far as investment?
Return rate?
Yes.
Unless I'm misunderstanding you, return rate, you mean like on a savings portion or something like that? Is that what you mean?
Well, that's what I'm trying to understand is like, because some people also think that life insurance policies build up money, and they build up money to where you can withdraw from them. Some people...
Okay.
So where does that come in as far as a life insurance policy, and how do you obtain that?
Okay, I got you. What you're speaking of still is a whole life policy, whereas one portion of it is insurance in case something were to happen to you, but also a quote-unquote savings portion as well, in case down the line, if you have an emergency or something like that, you can actually borrow from the policy. Am I understanding you?
Okay.
There?
Gotcha.
Okay. Now, with the rate of return, okay, see, because I want to make sure that I was walking with you. With the rate of return on that, and different insurers have different things, again, when it comes to whole life policies, the interest rate really can vary. It really and truly can. It can be as little as, like a half or a little bit more. Again, it'll vary depending on the carrier. So I can't really say, oh, it's exactly this or that, okay?
Right.
But that's how the money grows. But if you borrow from that policy and you go to pay the money back, you can be looking at the interest on the payback between 6 and 8%. Of paying back, quote unquote, your own money.
Gotcha.
And the thing is, if the money is not paid back from that loan, it'll reduce the value of the insurance portion by that amount.
Okay.
If you had a $100,000 policy and you borrowed $20,000 from it, if something were to happen to you before that $20,000 is paid back, then the value of your policy is only $80,000 instead of 100.
Gotcha. Okay,
yeah. Keep in mind that if the person were to pass away, let's say if they never borrowed from the policy, still that money is over there being saved and all like that. If that person passes away, that family is only getting the insurance part. They aren't getting that savings part. So that person really is paying for two things, but they're only getting one. That's like going to the store and buying your Chucks. I know how you love your Chucks. You go to the store, you buy your Chucks, you get home, you open the box, there's only one shoe. And you go to the store, you say, hey, what happened to my other shoe? They say, oh, no, you can't have both. But simply because the whole life with that savings portion, sorry, I love you to life, Maggie, but you can't live and die at the same time. So one or the other.
The insurance company then keeps the savings?
Yes, ma'am.
Oh, wow. Well, with that said, we're going to go into a quick song break. And if you have any questions for Valerie in regards to life insurance, if you have any questions of your own, please remember to press 1. What I'll do is I'll state the last 4 digits of your phone number, and then you can state your state and city where you're from and ask your question, and I'm sure she'll be more than happy to answer that for you. Right now, we're going to get into a track by R&B soul artist as well as a hip-hop artist, Miss Jennifer, Jennifair. I know this is one of Valerie's favorite artists as well. I appreciate you for continuing to support her. But this is a new track that she's picking called Pushing that she's pushing called Pickup Lines right here on Turn It Up Tuesdays. Bow!
I want to thank everybody for coming out tonight. You could have been anywhere else in the world, but you're here with me. Pardon my intentions.
Magic Love. We're live from Jacksonville, Florida, right here on Get Lifted Radio. Miss Valerie Reed, you're back on the air with us, ma'am.
Yes, ma'am. I'm here.
All right, all right, all right. We're going to get back into a little business talk. If you're just tuning in, I see some callers just tuning in. I see you over there in the chat room. I appreciate you for tuning in. If you're not following us on Twitter, please do so at GetLifted_Radio. Again, that's GetLifted_Radio. Check us out on Instagram, GetLiftedRadio. And if you are an artist, an individual that has a commercial, you want to send us a drop, please do so via our website, GetLiftedEntertainment.com. And you will see the tabs there for song and commercial submissions. If you're interested or you know someone that is interested in being a guest, please have them visit our website as well. And there is also a form created for them to fill out. This is a platform for all aspiring individuals. You do not have to be an artist to schedule an interview to be on a show. So I'll just throw that out there as well. So Ms. Valerie, we left off with talking about the insurance company keeping the savings, spreading amongst the CEOs and all that, and the owners and all. But I just think, you know, that's very interesting. I've always wondered all of the little loopholes of how insurance companies stayed in business, not only by a consumer paying a monthly premium, but, you know, I just felt like there was more. And just the hear that as far as life insurance, I can see why, you know, it definitely makes sense to get term at that point. Whatever extras, you should invest it.
I agree. Mm-hmm. Exactly. And in fact, that's what I want to say is that the company that I work with, we actually encourage that. we actually encourage that because we are financial services as well. So buy term and invest the difference. All right. Let's say again, because I throw my daughter on Front Street all the time, so she, you know, her knees are all good and skint up by now. Let's say if she had that $100,000 policy and she was paying $250 a month for that, I could get her the same coverage, still $100,000 worth of coverage, because of her age, how young she is, her health, all like same coverage for, let's say, $50 a month. Okay,
mm-hmm.
That's $200 that she obviously can afford because that's what was coming out of her budget. That $200 would take that and actually invest that in mutual funds. Okay, for her, I am not hurting her budget. She has her she's renting her emergency in the form of term life insurance. She's saving that $200, her money for herself that is growing for her. So that at the end of her term of her insurance and whatnot, she will actually have a fairly substantial portfolio so that she won't need life insurance. So, again, buy term insurance and invest the difference. In fact, Susie Orman says that same thing. If you watch CNBC when it comes to financial news, all like that, financial guru will tell you, buy term insurance and invest the difference.
Right. Nice. Okay. So then you know, then you're answering like some questions for my own self.
Great.
So one of the things that I know that I read as far as life insurance is, what it said when you determine how much insurance you need, not only should it cover your debt, but if you do have any dependents behind, making sure that they're able to maintain a similar or same lifestyle.
Right.
And then I read one point it said that you should do 5 to 10 times your salary.
Your annual income. Mm-hmm. Correct.
So, you know, what do you – I mean, I know – essentially, it comes down to what someone can afford. But
right.
As far as gauging it, you know, what do you recommend? Do you recommend gauging it off the 5 to 10 times your salary, your yearly salary?
With something like that, what, again, if you are doing the right thing by someone, not just selling them insurance, you have to do you should do what's right. If their budget cannot afford 5 to 10 times their salary, what I look at is their monthly salary, and I my goal is not to go beyond 2% of that.
Gotcha.
Okay, that's my goal, because my goal is not to hurt them, because if I am hurting them financially, they're not going to keep that policy. And we all know that nothing breaks down until the warranty goes out.
Right.
Okay. Nothing breaks down until the warranty goes out. And I'm not doing that person a service if I am hurting them financially. So the thing is, when I come across something like that, you know, I'll let them know. I'll give them a spread to say, hey, you know, we can work within this amount of money here. There are times that I'll ask someone, okay, how much per month do you feel that you can afford? If
mm-hmm.
they tell me, well, I can afford $25 a month, then I will see what dollar amount, face amount, for the value of the insurance policy that I can get that person for that amount of money per month. Again, my goal is not to hurt them. Because the thing is, if they, when they get further along in life, a better job, more income, they can always increase their amount of coverage.
So you're not locked in as far as increasing. Are you locked in as far as minimizing?
You can minimize again. Yeah, you can minimize. Because the thing is, my thing is, I want you to have coverage so that I don't go online and I see you begging for alms.
Right.
You know, that's because the thing is it's not necessary. If you have, again, there are factors involved when it comes to how much coverage or how much a person will spend. Their habits. I mean, you have people, you know, people tend to think, oh, my God, I'm a smoker. You have people that don't smoke but love to jump out of perfectly good airplanes. Go figure.
Right.
You have people that don't smoke that love to tie a rubber band around their ankles and take a dive off a real high pole. I don't get it. I don't understand. I don't live for the thrill. But the thing is, something like that would also, you know, be factors in the amount that you would pay for your coverage.
Got
so
you.
Again, you know, it's sometimes, you know, a person can say, I want this dollar amount, and if you want that amount, I, you know, again, I key in, you know, things like age, habits, things like that, medical history, all of those things to, again, when applying for the coverage and tell them, okay, this is how much this will cost, but we can go up, down, and sideways. I can give you a range to say, okay, but you can have between this and this and this, you know, is the range of money that you will spend per month.
So what are some of the...
No, please, go ahead.
I was going to say, what are some of the medical factors that can exclude an individual from being covered by a policy or by a company? You know, what are some of the, just basically, what are some of your medical conditions that can exclude an individual from being covered?
Okay. Actually, it would be up to underwriting, but some of this, but the things that they look at, let's see, smoker, chronic disease like hypertension, diabetes, infectious disease, all right, chronic infectious disease. And even mental health as well.
Gotcha.
And again, it's because me being a field person, I don't say yes or no. I don't
mm-hmm.
say yes or no. That is something that is actually done through underwriting when the policy is the application is submitted. If there is more information that the underwriter would need to know, they would actually contact the customer directly, you know, in a request for medical records. Something could be as simple as, you know, have you had any hospitalizations for, you know, overnight for something more than pregnancy? Okay. Sometimes the answer to that could be yes, because you broke your ankle in three paces and you were in the hospital for 3 days because you had to have surgery. See what I mean? So,
mm-hmm.
you know, there are different factors that go along with that. And again, it's something that is determined by underwriting. They also can say, okay, we can't insure for $250,000, but we can insure for $175,000. All right, that's called like a rated policy. So the thing is, I can never say that's a absolutely no, forget it, and what have you, simply because it goes to the next step. It goes to underwriting, and they make the determination there.
Gotcha. When it comes to the death benefits to a
mm-hmm.
policy, you know, how does that – okay, I guess – when you have, say, for instance, you have a term life, and you said that you get a term life for $100,000. The term could be for 10 years. Let's just say 10 years. And a person passes away before the 10 years, then they're eligible for that whole $100,000 of that policy, or does a certain amount of premiums have to be paid? Is that how that works, or could
does
you explain that?
That actually – oh, most definitely. If that person passes away while that policy is still in effect, again, because of the company that I work for, the person or persons that have been designated as the benefactors, I would actually hand deliver that check, full amount.
Okay. Gotcha.
Because let's say they got a policy. 6 months down the line, you know, a tragic accident happened. So,
mm-hmm.
knock, knock, knock on the door. I'm hand delivering. I'm sorry for your loss. Here you go. We want to help ease your pain a little bit.
Mm-hmm.
Yes. It could be 2 weeks.
So you're right. There really is no reason for people to be, like, I mean, doing GoFundMe accounts, because term life insurance, yeah. It's like, I mean, for someone who is my age, I'm pretty healthy.
Yep.
I don't have any history of diabetes or hypertension or anything of that nature. So term life insurance for me wouldn't be that expensive. And like you said, it's a tragedy. It's not something that, you know, it doesn't have to be sickness. It could be a car accident. It could be anything, you know, the universe forbids that from happening, because I like to live. I like to be a clown.
Yeah.
I want to be a clown as long as I can be. But so wow.
Yeah.
I don't know.
Yeah.
One of those things
is,
where sometimes I feel
I'll feel like this. Uh-huh.
Do you think they should make life insurance? You know how, you know, if you don't have car insurance and it's reported, like your driver's license gets suspended. Do you think that it will get to a point of it ever being that way for life insurance?
You know, honestly, I cannot foresee that. I can't foresee something like that ever coming into fruition. Because I'll say it to you like this. Driving is a privilege. You don't have to drive. You don't have to drive. You know, it's too much out there, public transportation, this, that, and other. But if you're going to drive, most definitely you should be licensed to do that. But I'll say it to you like this. All of us know somebody that know they don't have a license, but they got keys. You know, and you're my dear boy. You know, I got keys. But when it comes to life insurance, you know, a lot of individuals, you know, you have a great amount of a third of the population knows that they need life insurance. They know it. They know that it's necessary, a quote unquote necessary evil. But it's like, no, I don't have time right now. I'll get it right now. Or you have individuals say, I'm too young for that. Life insurance for old people. Because I remember when I was 18, 19, 21 years old, I'm going to live forever. You know,
right.
What do I need life insurance for? Never thought about it. Never thought about it. And now, you know, when you're watching TV, you see older individuals that say, oh, my gosh, I don't have any life insurance. I need, end of the world expenses, all this kind of stuff like this. When actually life insurance is there. It's very, very affordable. In some instances, it'll cost you less than a tank of gas. It will. It costs you less than a tank of gas a month. I've written policies and whatnot where the individual is only paying $15 a month.
I was going to ask, how does one get in touch with you? And do you write, underwrite policies out of the state of Florida as well?
Actually, I'm only licensed to write in the state of Florida.
Only
licensed to write in the state of Florida. But if a person here in the state of Florida, especially here in the Jacksonville area, they can contact me by telephone, and or they can contact me via email. If we have listeners that are not in the state of Florida, they can still contact me, and I can find a representative that is local there to them in their area. And with my company, we actually will come to you. We'll set an appointment, come to you, meet with you in the comfort of your own home, and actually, you know, just go over things with you, financial needs analysis, gauging about how much insurance you will need for how long, just a great number of things, just to take the time to get to know the individual, because you have your coverage. If I can, and my company can help you out financially with insurance coverage and also with investments for your future so that your money grows, I've done your family a service. And you get me. And if you live out of state or like that, I will actually contact agents in your area, and they'll still do the same thing. We will actually come to you. Because, again, our purpose is for the overall financial well-being of that household.
Sweet.
You have to do what's right. You have to do what's right.
Sweet. So don't put your families through the stress of going on Facebook and really putting it out there to people who may not even donate. I mean, come on. We're talking about Facebook, people who sit there and want to see the most saddest part of what's going on in your life, but don't really want to help you out of it or help you through it. So I don't know. It just, to me, it's one of those things. I asked my mother one time, this is when I was younger and really just traveling all over the world. And well, not all over the world, but just going here, there, and everywhere in the U.S. And I asked her one time about having it. I was like, Mom, you got insurance on me? I got two policies on you. I'm like, I don't know how I feel about that. I don't know if that was a joke or not. I'm going to have to ask that question again. But put a double investment, put a double whammy. You know, some people actually are a little, I don't know if you want to call it selfish, but I have actually heard some people say that they will not get a life insurance policy because they don't want people to live off of them after they're gone.
Oh, my.
So, you know, that's pretty interesting, too.
Yeah, I had been actually speaking with a young lady about life insurance, and she, you know, she has a daughter that she was talking about. Her daughter graduated college, and she was so proud of her and the things, you know, that her daughter had accomplished, and she still had a son living at home that was under the age of 18. And I just, you know, point blank asked, I said, well, what's your plan for your family if you were to live too long or die too soon?
Mm-hmm.
And she said, well, I just let them go for what they know. And I was like, oh, well, I stuttered.
And you still stutter.
And I'm still stuttering with that. Because to speak so highly, you know, and just the pride in her eyes when she was talking about her children to make that statement, I thought to myself, wow, you would leave your kids hanging like that. You would leave them with the pain of the loss of their mother, and you would leave them with debt.
Yeah.
You would actually leave your kids with debt. Because I'll say this, and again, this is me speaking from my heart, and it gets me in trouble a lot too, but it is what it is. It's honest. If you have minor children depending on you and you do not have life insurance, you need to rethink that, because no one is going to love your children like you do. No one is going to give to your children like you do. But if you were to leave here and leave them with nothing, then all they have is just a memory. Their entire life, with the parent not being there, and even financially, it changes, because if those children are younger, they still need shoes, they still need to eat, you still need to go to school if you want for your kids to go to college, all like that. All of those things were there through you, and now you're no longer there, and they're left without you, and they're left without finances. I'm sorry, but the babies still have to eat.
Very true.
They still have to eat.
I have a few questions for you. A couple of the questions were submitted, and then I have one from a listener. I'm going to go with the one from the listener first. And
okay.
The question is, we have family members who do not have life insurance and they have no intentions on getting any. Are we allowed to take out insurance on them?
Actually, the answer to that would be no. Actually, that's illegal. What's that? I understand why, but what that is called is a STOLI. All right, that's short for stranger originated life insurance. That's something that you can't do because the way that the law would look at that, pure and simple, is that, okay, I'm getting life insurance on the person down the street simply because I'm going to go ahead and have them knocked off and cash in. So, no, you can't do that.
What if the two family members, I'm just going to put a little twist on it. What if the family member was there and agreed? Could you then?
You can get that. I'll say it like this. Something like that actually would be situation dependent. Typically, the answer is still a no, because that person, because if you're not related to that person, and I'll say it like this, they have to know that they have to know and be in agreement that person, that they are the insured and the other person is the policy owner.
Gotcha.
That's how I should say that. That's,
so
that's
as long
I
as all
that.
Parties are aware, then it's a yes. But if all parties are not aware, then it's a no.
Correct. But everyone has to be in agreement, and even the person that is going to be the insured party, that is something still as a part of the application process that is done in writing.
Gotcha. And would it have to be something that's notarized? Like, will a notarized letter have to go along with that, or?
No, that person would be right there as a part of the application process.
Gotcha. Okay.
Yep.
So then that would also answer the question about being able to take a policy out on a deadbeat parent, basically.
Right. Can't
okay.
Do that. You can't, even though I understand. No, you
okay.
can't,
so you can't get your own back child support, like.
No.
Okay.
No, none of that. So, I understand.
Hey, me too, because I'll be taking one out on Gary Thomas. Yeah, I put his name out there. maybe.
Oh my.
Maybe he'll be the first one on a website or something for deadbeat dads. I don't know. But anyway, another question is, if I have insurance through my employer, should I purchase more insurance?
The answer to that, I highly recommend, is a yes. Simply because you want a policy that you own. All right, if you own it, it's yours. You take it wherever you go. If you have, the good thing is, even if, still going back to Susie Orman, even if you have life insurance at work and they pay for it all, great, let them do that. But you still should have a policy that you own. Your policy will go with you no matter what. We've seen way too many layoffs. If you are no longer employed with that company, you no longer have insurance. All right? I'll say it to you like this. Earlier in last week, those 5,300 folks that used to work at that big bank, they got fired. Okay? Those people no longer have life insurance. Oh, my God. Y'all caught me. I got busted. I can't go to jail. I'm too pretty. And they run out in front of a semi truck and they die. Guess what? They don't have a job. They don't have the policy that they're on. They're now dead. Okay? They don't have any coverage. You always want a policy that you own. Therefore, you have control over that. Because a person said, well, I have life insurance at work. I said, great. Can you grab that policy for me real quick? Because I want to do a comparison between what you have there and what I have here. They don't have the policy. They only have the certificate, simply because they're not the owner.
Right. Wow.
If it ain't yours, you don't have any control over it.
So it's like leasing. You never get the title.
Exactly.
Gotcha.
Exactly. But like leasing, if you want to go ahead and take it with you once the lease is up, oh, it's going to cost you an arm and a leg and a sight in your one good eye. Because that's where COBRA comes into effect.
Right.
If you want that policy? Yeah, you can have it. And this is how much it's going to cost you. You don't have a job. You're not going to be able to
afford it. Right. Exactly.
Mm-hmm.
So you forfeit all that.
Exactly. Exactly. So that's why, you know, I'll tell anybody a policy that you own, buy term insurance, least amount of cost, most amount of coverage for the time frame that you need it. Invest the difference in the mutual fund so that your money can go ahead and grow, so that when you're ready to retire, all like that, instead of going to Publix, showing them a life insurance policy, you can actually go to Publix with some money and get you some hot wings. Yes. And Hawaiian. Because the thing is, you use money every day. You're going to need that money. You're going to need money down the line. And again, buy term, invest the difference.
Nice.
You save for retirement. And again, the best vehicle to ride in that has made more millionaires is mutual funds. And again, my company is also a financial services company. I have individuals that are experts in that area that can come out and put something together for you, again, according to how much money you can afford. It's not saying, okay, our package is this and this is how much it costs. That's not doing the right thing. If the person says, well, I want to start out investing, you know, start an investment account at $200 a month, that's what I can do comfortably, all like that, fine. We'll set them up, $200 a month. If they want to do more than that, then they do more than that. But again, you can't hurt somebody financially just to make a sale. That's wrong. It's just flat out wrong.
Right.
Do what's right by your customer. And just educate them. Let them know what's going on.
Well, I definitely appreciate all the information. It's cleared up a few questions for myself. I definitely hope that it's cleared up a few questions and also given knowledge to others. Before I let you go, if you will, just if you will give your phone number, if you're comfortable with that, as well as your email address to where people can contact you if they do have any further questions or want to get in contact with an agent that works with your company in their area.
Okay, very good. My phone number, and it is text friendly also. My number is area code 904-616-5689. Okay, and when you text me, please, if you text, please give me your name so I'll know who I'm talking to. And I will text back as soon as I can. And remember, I'm on Eastern Standard Time, so be aware of that. So if you're in California and it's 9 o'clock at night, there is 2, 3 o'clock in the morning here, so be aware of that. And my email address, if you choose to contact me again by email, it is V as in Valerie, Reed, R-E-E-D, 214-93@outlook.com.
All right. So once again, people, if you want to go ahead. Nope, you read my mind.
Give you my phone number again. Okay. The phone number again is area code 904-616-5689. 6689. And the email, vreed, V as in Victor, R as in Romeo, Echo, Echo, Delta, vreed 21493@outlook.com.
Awesome. Real quick, my mom is texting and she wanted me, she says, let Valerie know she has good information. Thanks for sharing. Lorraine in the house. So my mom is representing from 440 Lorraine, Ohio, 440 in the house.
Well, hello, Mom. I love you to life. I can't wait for you to swing back down so somebody can cook me some collard greens. I'm not going to mention any names, Renee. Yeah. Yeah, because the last time that I got some is when y'all came through, and right about now, sister's hungry. That's right. I'm hungry. Yeah.
Yeah, Renee hasn't made any of those collard greens. I don't think she's made any since then, actually.
Oh.
Yeah, so Mom got the special treat.
Okay, well, definitely Mama got to come back down here because we need some Renee's.
We need some collard greens in our lives.
Yeah. That's right. Mm-hmm.
But no, I definitely appreciate your time. I know you had a lot going on today. You had to teach class tonight and everything like that. So I appreciate you for, like I said, taking the time out and just being open to share your information. And I hope that not only is this informative for others, but I really hope that people contact you and, you know, pretty much set your family straight. That's what it is. It's what we call adulting. And, you know, I'm learning more and more and more about adulting. I didn't realize how much adulting I wasn't doing. So I'm learning more and more about adulting. And it's one of those things where you just got to handle business. And life insurance is definitely something that you want to take care of, and if you have kids, like Valerie said, you don't want to be selfish and leaving them with the burden of all your debt and things of that nature. And if they're underage, they're definitely going to need the help as far as the income, because they haven't even learned how to live life yet. So
exactly.
If there's anything else I could do to help on my end, you know, you can always just reach out to me and let me know. I'll continue to spread the word and definitely make sure that I continue to post this interview so that other people can be knowledgeable of this well-needed service, which is life insurance.
Most definitely. And the thing is, I have plenty of contacts, plenty of resources to get people on, you know, on their way financially. You know, just, again, you got to be there to help each other out, period, to help each other, you know. And my job is not only to take care of my family, but also to help you take care of your family as well. It's all about the village.
There you have it. Well, thank you, Valerie. You enjoy the rest of your night. Tell everybody I said hello. And you're always welcome to be back here on Get Lifted Radio.
All right. I love you, baby. Thank you so much. And everybody out there, y'all take care.
I love you, too.
All right, baby. Good night.
Okay. So we're going to get into a Christian hip-hop track by Alicia Way. Alicia Way is a Christian hip-hop artist out of Orlando, Florida. I am definitely a fan of his music. If you are not aware of who he is, you can check him out on SoundCloud. It's spelled ELISEOWAY, Alicia Way. He's also available on iTunes. Here we go with Eyes of Love featuring Amanda Cook right here on Turn It Up Tuesdays.
I can hide that you don't see. love is always there, making me, molding me, showing me how much you care. Sometimes it feels like I'm running, you're chasing me down. But no matter how far I stray away, you're always around. Because you sit high and you look low, you stuck with me even though my right mind I was out of. Did a lot of things I'm not proud of, but your grace is sufficient, your mercies endure forever. So how do we receive it? Can we earn it?
No.
Can we buy it?
No.
We just have to believe. Call me crazy, sound freaking out, but I get goosebumps just thinking about how many times I should have been in jail or dead, but instead you pull me out. When people see me at my worst, you still see me at my best. They only love me when I'm on top, but you can love me through my mess. That's what you call blessed.
No place I can go, your love wouldn't find me. No place I can hide that you don't see. No place I can fall, your love.
And that was Eyes of Love by Alicia Way. You can follow him on SoundCloud, Alicia Way, E-L-I-S-E-O-W-A-Y. Also check him out on Instagram. We're going to keep it right there in Orlando, Florida. My very own artist, International Rob B of Get Lifted Entertainment. Right here is a track produced by Mo Murda Beats of Fort Valley, Georgia. And here we go with Oceanfront.
You know. You know, take a look into my eyes, baby girl, sit back, come and tell you how you want it.
want it. You ain't gotta say a word, let me do what I do. Lay back, let me push up on it. On it.
That's right.
I know it's gotta be your body, cause your lifestyle like a magazine got me cutting out your pictures, collages and 10 streams, trying to read your mind, cause your post sound like the notebook, fairy tale, but your IG say something else. Triple light, really wanna get to know you. Many things I like to show you, but them dudes flock like you a piece of fish. The perfect dish, what I pay for it. Thought about it. Matter of fact, ATM divided. I'ma take a risk, you turn down, but I'm turned up. I've been thinking about it like
me and you. Relax for the moment. What we can do. Anything that you ask, I'm on it. Yeah, I'm on it. Baby girl, don't front. I got the perfect view of that ocean front. Ocean front. Ocean front. Spread eagle. That ocean front. Ocean front.
Ocean front.
Sliding doors.
Sophisticated, you like the shot, but still like the same. Mind-boggling, got my goggles, slippers on, ready, set, dive in, wait. Hold up, really wanna make this moment right. Really wanna improve my line of sight. Really wanna get you on my side, get you high. Do whatever you wanna do, baby girl, please. You hold up, had a moment, it'll make sense. Maybe I'm dreaming, could that be that reason? Yeah, that reason. I never seen you a person, but it's so vivid. Really though, I can't help this notion.
Me and you, relax for the moment. What we can do, anything that you ask, I'm on it. Yeah, I'm on it. Baby girl, don't front. I got the perfect view of that ocean front. Ocean front. Ocean front. Spread eagle. The ocean front, ocean front,
ocean front,
sliding doors, the ocean front.
Can we play with the idea of you giving me the key to what we call luxury? Something to where the view is pretty, a lot of moisture, but worth the dive, right? Maybe we can upgrade our level. I can have that perfect view. I think they call that oceanfront. All right.
Say beauty's in the eye of the beholder. The very essence of beauty you hold her within. Every crack and crevice you hold her. You're beautiful is what holds her, see. Don't get distracted by rejection, cause we're all pieces of imperfection that God has used to create a masterpiece. And it's Mona Lisa's perfection. Look in the mirror past what you think needs correction. Is someone beautiful in a reflection from your hair follicles to the soles of your feet? Your piece of imperfection makes the masterpiece complete. Guess what? You're beautiful. Mirror, mirror on the wall, who is the greatest of them all? We reside within our and outside beauty meet. I can dress it up and be the face to hide them pimples. I tie the hair up with some sweat to keep it simple. I'm talking tied up like I'm Erykah Badu. Don't you know I could go on and on? I want you to see. You're more than what simply meets the eye and behind. Can he come from behind and compliment this mind? Let me remind, I went to school too long to be defined by the way that my spine is aligned. See your standards, the like height requirement signs. If you don't meet them, just stand to the side. You're fine, but let's not waste our precious time. Not everyone that's in line gets to ride the ride. But guess what? You're beautiful.
Do they hate cut my melon? My body's the same. Hurting by the way they've passed these laws. Don't they know that I'm beautiful? But if they don't,
take a second to embrace that melanin complexion. It's like the cherry on top of your perfection. What would have you thinking correction gets affection? This is my objection, embrace imperfection. Y'all cute for women with such pigments. Black is beautiful, it's what them pigments. And for the India Irees out there, that brown skin is the truth and I'm not my hair. Hold up, I think it's time KJ switched to blow up. Not talking outside beauty with the inside looking toe up. I'm talking girls wanting to be like you when they grow up. Embracing melanin and wanting to glow up more than blow up. Something to encourage my sisters over her. And something to encourage my sisters over there. Something to encourage my sisters over there. And something to encourage my sisters over there.
Do they hate 'cause my melanin? I've been told that my body's hurting by the way they've passed these laws. Don't they know that I'm beautiful? But if they don't,
Tupac was just, he was just himself, free to be him. He didn't care what nobody had to say about him. He was being himself. He was a sweet person, a kind person, but nobody could change his mind about the lyrics he wanted to write or the image he wanted to portray. He was just the person he wanted to be.
Back in elementary, I thrived on misery. Left me alone, I grew up amongst a dying breed. Inside my mind, couldn't find a place to rest. Until I got that thug like tatted on my chest. Tell me, can you feel me? I'm not living in the past, you wanna laugh. Be the first to blast, remember Cato. No longer with the see deceased. Call them the sirens, seen them murdered in the streets. They'll rest in peace. Is there heaven for a G? Remember me. So many homies in the cemetery, shed so many tears. Now that I'm struggling in this business by any means, label me greedy, getting green, but seldom seen. And fuck the world, 'cause I'm cursed. I'm having visions of leaving here in the hearse. God, can you feel me? Take me away from all the pressure and all the pain. Show me some happiness again. I'm going blind. I spend my time in the cell. Ain't living well. I know my destiny is hell. But did I fail? My life is in denial. And when I die, baptized in eternal fire, shed so many tears. I spend my time in the cell, ain't living well. I know my destiny is hell. What did I fail? My life is in denial. But when I die, baptized in eternal fire, shed so many tears. Now I'm lost and I'm weary, so many tears. I'm suicidal, so don't stand near me. My every move is a calculated step to bring me closer to embracing early death. Now there's nothing left. There was no mercy on the streets. I couldn't rest. I'm barely standing, about to go to peace. Peace. And though my soul was deleted, I couldn't see it. I had my mind full of demons trying to break free. They planted seeds in their hats, sparking the flame inside my brain like a match. Such a dirty game. No memory, just a misery. Painting a picture of my enemies killing me in my sleep. Will I survive till the morning to see the sun? Please Lord forgive me for my sins, 'cause here I come.
You're in this rap game, you know what I'm talking about, you know? So I just think overall we lost one of the best artists in this little rap game it is.
I spent my time in the cell, ain't living well. I know my destiny is hell, what did I fail? My life is in denial, and when I die, baptized in eternal fire, shed so many tears. I spent my time in the cell, ain't living well. I know my destiny is hell, what did I fail? My life is in denial, and when I die, baptized in eternal fire, shed so many tears. Tried, been a witness to homicide, drive-by, taking lives, little kids die. Wonder why as I walk by, broken hearted as I clear to the truck line, getting high. This ain't the life for me, I wanna change, but ain't no future right for me, I'm stuck in the game. I'm trapped inside a maze, see the Tangeray influence me, they're getting crazy, disillusioned lately. I've been really wanting babies, so I can see a part of me that wasn't always shady. Don't trust my lady, 'cause she's a product of this poison. I'm hearing noises, think she's fucking on my boys, can't take no more. I'm falling to the floor, begging for the Lord to let me into heaven's door, shed so many tears.
Society and people who always talk bad about him had the wrong vision of what kind of person he really was.
I spent my time in the cell, ain't living well. I know my destiny is hell, what did I fail? My life is in denial, and when
when I die. Baptized in eternal fire, shed so many tears. I spend my time in this field, ain't living well. I know my destiny is hell, what did I fail? My life is in denial, and when I die, baptized in eternal fire, shed so many tears.
Heard that Tupac was shot or then, and then like later on down the line they said he had passed away. It's like real shocking, but I feel that what the Lord does is like put things in front of you to show you like lessons. I mean, like goes back to the easy thing, you know what I'm saying? It's like, because children, they look up, and not just children, but like people our age, you know, they look up to the people that they see on the TV screen and what they hear. And I just think it was a big lesson.
Yo, it's Turn Up Tuesdays. I'm your host, Maggie Love. I want to appreciate everybody for tuning in to tonight's broadcast with our guest, licensed life insurance agent, Valerie Reed. For those of you who don't know, 24/7, you can always check out our archive broadcast here right on blogtalkradio.com/getliftedradio. If there's a interview that you may have missed, or you just want to check out some of our previous broadcasts, that is cool too. You can also look it up on iTunes. The podcast is available on iTunes. If you type in Get Lifted Radio, you'll see the many, many broadcasts that will come up there in the search engine. As I stated before, if you're interested in being a guest or you want to get your song or commercial in rotation, please visit our website, getliftedentertainment.com. You can also submit drops. And for those of you who don't know what a drop is, I'm going to play one for you real quick. But it's real simple. You just state who you are. You tuned in to Turn Up Tuesdays, Get Lift Radio. I don't know. I don't care what you say, but make sure you plug yourself. Don't be disrespectful and let's have it fun and I'll get it in rotation. But here's an example of a drop by Looney Benz of Off the Porch Entertainment.
What's up? This your boy Looney Benz with Off the Porch Entertainment. You rocking with Magic Love and Get Lifted Radio on Turn Up Tuesdays. Turn up.
Turn up. So as simple as that, send us a simple drop, plug yourself so people are. And as I stated, we'll get you in rotation. And I'm going to let you guys go for the night. I appreciate you. Holla.
Get lifted.
Know who to call, what to do, what you got, what it do, is it real? I respect it. This is a spot where you can get connected, network, create progression, unsigned, treated with profession, inspired individuals grinding to catch a dream, yeah. We can all make it say, yeah. Spotlight in your city, yeah. Magic Love, get lifted. If you really ready, say, yeah. If you really ready, say, yeah. You know, you know.
Hi, it's Jamie, Progressive's Employee of the Month, 2 months in a row. Leave a message at the...
Hi, Jamie. It's me, Jamie. I just had a new idea for our song about the Name Your Price tool. So when it's like, tell us what you want to pay, hey, 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 and the trombone goes, blah, 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 and you say, we'll help you find coverage options to fit your budget. Then we just all do finger snaps while a choir goes, savings coming at ya, savings coming at ya. Yes? No? Maybe? Anyway, see you at practice tonight. I got new lyrics for the rap break.
Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.